So George, I've got another project in Philadelphia, and this one's turned out to be a, kind of a fascinating case study. It's a problem, and I'm actually appreciative of the problem just from the learning standpoint. I've got three properties under contract about four blocks from Drexel University, and our plan was to build a 12-unit apartment building that would be largely student housing. The night before closing, we learned that the city had passed legislation a month ago for a claim of eminent domain on the property across the street. And the city and the university are working together to create an economic development area, and the plan is to build a supermarket and some commercial pads in an area that spans three city blocks. Now, the first phase of that, which consists of the supermarket and part of the parking lot, is directly across the street from our property, and that's what they granted the eminent domain for. The second phase encompasses our property, so our building, if it was built, would be right in the middle of the parking lot. And we're not expecting phase two to be even put before city council for another 18 to 24 months. So the question is, if we were to proceed, you know, the building would be built and leased up at that point, and there was really no duty on the part of the seller to inform us of a claim of eminent domain because nothing's happened yet. We just learned about it by accident. So my question is, and I see three choices. I see option number one, we just back out of the deal. Option number two, proceed with the deal and the construction, hoping that we get 100 cents on the dollar for the fair market value if and when a claim of eminent domain proceeds. And we might make $300,000 to $400,000 in profit if that happens. But obviously there's no guarantee. Or number three, approach the developer to buy the land from us now and maybe negotiate a modest profit. So I'm inclined to do number three. I think I sent you the photographs showing the
yeah,
plan.
Yeah, you did. You did, and I looked at it. It's very interesting. And I don't agree with you. I would not do numbers. I would certainly not back out of the deal, and I wouldn't do number three. I would do number two. And the reason I would say number two is I had a tremendous amount of experience in where cities or areas say, yeah, we're going to do this eminent domain. We're going to take it. But when push comes to shove, it's a dollar cost. And if they don't have the dollars in the budget, they're not going to do it. Now, in the event that you decided to build and you did build, they have to give you fair market value for your project.
Yes.
And it may turn out that they don't want that's so costly that they don't want to give you that, but they'd rather just cut you out of the development and work around you. So I've seen too many of these where there's a threat of eminent domain, but it never happened because circumstances changed, the politics changed, the people in charge and the council or what have you, they've changed, and they say, you know, this is not so important now that we proceed. What's the benefit to the city of Philadelphia to do this that we ought to come up with money? Now, they're happy to come up with it if it's not too much money. Once you build your building, now the cost went up. That may be the focal point on which they decide not to do the project the way they had it in mind. So my feeling is in the condemnation or eminent domain, I've had a lot of clients that made a lot of money with things in eminent domain because generally when they've got it, the offer which they get from the city and municipality is very low, but when they end up in the courts, the courts give them a healthy settlement on the theory, hey, the government you're taking it, this guy built it in good faith at that point, and he's entitled to make money on it. So that would be the route that I would go. That presupposes at that point that I was your age.
Very interesting.
That's true.
I love your answer, George.
It's great. And it's funny, Victor and I were chatting about the upcoming call, and I said to him, I said, you know, because people ask me every once in a while, should I bring this question to the table? And my response always is, of course, because
we
can't predict their answer.
I love the question. And understand, the developer that they're working with to build a supermarket and a commercial store, that developer could fall out of bed. He could turn out to be somebody they don't want to do business with. You know, the fact that they're dealing with somebody very often it doesn't work out, and they say, no, we'll go back and we'll do bidding or get other people. And now you're in the middle of a development. What could be better to be in the middle of a development? You've already built a 12-unit building. And the fact that it's near Drexel and the fact that they're doing all this construction, a supermarket, what have you, only makes your site that much more valuable. Now you have ancillary services which are important to the people who will be in the building. I think it's great.
Okay. Great answer.